Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Welcome in to the Fun Astrology TGI Friday, Good Friday, and Easter weekend podcast. Hi, Thomas Miller. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to set up the weekend, and I think I have some really good news that will be coming. Not right away, but it will be coming. Found a little nuance that I'm excited to share with you. First of all, on kind of a downer note, but I am going to not go to Sedona, and I wanted to let you know. And there are a couple of reasons why, and one of them is very much astrological. The other is physical. I've talked to several people who know me pretty well, and the consensus is I'm still not up to speed from this move, and to turn around and try to do the Sedona weekend would just be a little bit too much physically, so I'm going to stay here. The other is astrological. I mentioned Wednesday, I mentioned that I had found this new author and this new technique, and that I applied that to my own chart. And there are some very challenging symbols there, not only just what's in the sky right now, way past that. And that's where we have to bring all of these things into our own chart. But when I applied some of that to my transits and progressions, I thought, you know what? This chart is screaming. Just stay still. Now, that's for me. I know there are people in our Facebook group that have plans and they're getting together even with each other. So it's like an exciting time. I mean, a lot of connections and everything. And if you're not part of that Facebook group, come join us. It's the Subconscious Mind Mastery and Fun Astrology podcast listeners in Facebook. You have to answer the questions or else we say, no, because it's just for podcast listeners. But I'm sorry, I thought maybe I could, but every time I do something like that, I tend to just push myself a little too hard. But boy, when the chart just showed caution, warning, I'm going to say it, death symbolism. Not that it's going to happen, but being tired, why would I walk into something that does not align with things like Jupiter and Venus instead of Saturn and Pluto? See what I'm saying? And I very much am respecting that Mars is applying to Saturn. So for all of us, whatever you're going to do for the eclipse, just be really careful because that application of Mars to Saturn is going to be at its strongest on eclipse day. I mean, strong that day, strong the next day, and then boom, the conjunction 2 days after. And that will be happening, by the way, at 14 degrees Pisces. The eclipse is happening at 19 degrees Aries. So those are two hot spots you should look at. Find them on your chart and know what they aspect because that's going to be a couple of really hot places in your own chart. All right, what's happening? And happy Easter for those of you who are celebrating. Absolutely wonderful time of new beginnings. It also epitomizes the symbol of spring, the beginning of our tropical western zodiac in the northern hemisphere. Things are getting brighter, things are getting greener and warmer, and winter is almost over. So the only thing happening for this Easter weekend is that we have a lunar change. We have the moon changing signs. The void of course on this now is today at 11:39 a.m. Eastern. I know it's a short morning, but it is a trine to Neptune. So if you can catch something this morning, infuse some energy into something, you get that nice trine aspect. And this whole technique that we're talking about is discussed in the Book of the Moon. If you didn't want all the other wonderful stuff like lunar phases, what moon phase are you born under, as he asks the proverbial question, or you love the technique that we heard yesterday, how cool is that? But if you didn't want any of that, I would do it just for this, if you're a conscious creator. The last aspect that the moon makes before it goes void, of course, influences that lunar transit. So that happens, like I said, at 11:39 a.m. this morning Eastern. Then there's about a 4.25-hour void, of course, and at 3:50 this afternoon, the moon enters Sagittarius. So we have a wonderful, spiritual Sagittarian moon for Easter weekend. How appropriate. Now, the next last aspect will be late Sunday night. That will be at 8:15, so that will be right during our level up on Sunday night. Are we having level up? You bet we are. We'll see you there as normal on Facebook and on YouTube. But that last aspect is a square to Neptune. And then we have a three, almost four-hour void, of course, and the moon enters Capricorn at 12.05 a.m., just after midnight Eastern time. Now, here's that cool thing that I was talking about that you're going to like this. I mean, we're looking for rays of sunshine in this chart for sure. And here is one, the oracle planet. You know, we talk about this quite a bit. The oracle planet is a concept that the last planet to cross up over the horizon before the sun does is called the oracle planet. And if you're looking at this on the chart, you can set the chart to any day, including your own birthday, but just set the sun right below the horizon. So whatever house system you're using, you just cue it up so that it's just below, that would be in the first house, down from the ascendant point, however, you know, like I say, however your house system is placing the ascendant, put it just below that and then move it forward so that the sun pops up over. And the planet that is right up above the sun at that point is the oracle planet. What it means, or the idea of it, is that that planet seasons the energy of that day. Mine is Mars. And I mean, look at this conflict going on in my life right now. I've been living with Mars for a very long time, and I realize that it presents these conflicts from time to time, and they're there for me to work through. Somebody might have Jupiter as their natal oracle planet, and it seems like they just can't bump into the wrong thing. Things work out, almost like having Jupiter conjunct your sun or living on your Jupiter line. Well, right now, the oracle planet is Neptune, so there's heightened spirituality. But as we've been seeing in the collective, it's also this propensity to hide things. Well, that stays in place until next Thursday. Neptune will be the oracle planet until next Thursday. And then it switches to Venus, one of the two benefic planets that will stay that way until June 4th. So we get a nice little stretch all the way until June 4th. And why that's significant is because this bundle is going to be in effect until about then, and then it starts to break up a little bit. Now, the only challenge to that is when we have a new moon and the sun are together, because as the moon is applying to the sun, it will get between Venus and the sun, as it will do on eclipse day. So on eclipse day, that will not be the case. The moon will be the oracle planet. But then Venus, as soon as Luna moves on by, which is very fast, then it returns to Venus. All right. So from now until Thursday, it's Neptune. From Thursday until June 4th, it's Venus. Then from June 4th until June 15th, what is that, 11 days? Mercury. And then from June 15th all the way up to August 13th, except for the moon passing by, the oracle planet is going to be Lord Jupiter. Since it's Easter weekend, let's sing together. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There's some good news in the chart right there. There is some good news in the chart. We can hopefully, and see, that will be right before, so that's going all the way into August. And then by the time we get to August, we've really will start to turn the elbow around toward the next eclipse season, and that will be toward the U.S. elections, and that's going to be, as everybody is already predicting, the most interesting time of the year. But also, we have between now and then, on April 20th, that Jupiter conjunction with Uranus. So, you know, we've got some bright spots here, for sure, and we will take them. All right, as I said, if you are celebrating Easter or just celebrating the new life of this time of year, have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you for Level Up on Sunday night, Merriman tomorrow, and back here again on Monday. Sending you all kinds of love, healing, forgiveness. It is all about the reason for the season. Have a good one. I'll see you back on Monday.